It was an approach with a history. Ever since the 17th century, men like Robert Boyle had studied the various properties of gases as their pressure, volume, and temperature were varied, and had discovered the gas laws. Boyle found the law describing the relationship between the volume of a gas and its pressure. He established that if a certain quantity of a gas was kept at a fixed temperature and its pressure was doubled, its volume was halved. If the pressure was increased threefold, then its volume was reduced to a third. At constant temperature, the volume of a gas is inversely proportional to the pressure. The correct physical explanation of the gas laws had to wait until Ludwig Boltzmann and James Clerk Maxwell developed the kinetic theory of gases in the 19th century. So many of the properties of matter, especially when in gaseous form, can be deduced from the hypothesis that their minute parts are in rapid motion, the velocity increasing with temperature, wrote Maxwell in 1860, that the precise nature of this motion becomes the subject of rational curiosity. It led him to conclude that the relations between pressure, temperature, and density in a perfect gas can be explained by supposing the particles to move with uniform velocity in straight lines, striking against the sides of the containing vessel and thus producing pressure. Molecules in a continual state of motion, haphazardly colliding into one another and the walls of the container holding the gas, produced the relationships between pressure, temperature, and volume expressed in the gas laws. Molecules could be regarded as the unobserved microscopic hidden variable that explained the observed macroscopic properties of gases. Einstein's explanation of Brownian motion in 1905 is an example where the hidden variable is the molecules of the fluid in which the pollen grains are suspended. The reason behind the erratic movement of the grains that had so perplexed everyone was suddenly clear after Einstein pointed out that it was due to the bombardment by invisible but very real molecules. The appeal of hidden variables in quantum mechanics had its roots in Einstein's claim that the theory is incomplete. Maybe that incompleteness was due to the failure to capture the existence of an underlying layer of reality. This untapped seam in the form of hidden variables, possibly hidden particles, forces, or something completely new, would restore an independent objective reality. Phenomena that at one level appear probabilistic would, with the help of hidden variables, be revealed as deterministic, and particles would possess a definite velocity and position at all times.